Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, and joining us is Montana Vachorek, the senior captain out of Moose Lake, Minnesota. First of all, Montana, congratulations, a great weekend. I know we just talked last weekend, 7 points on the weekend. For you, that's got to be like the best weekend you've ever had playing here at Bemidji State, isn't it?
By far the best. I don't know if I've even had that in my entire life, maybe in like U-12s or mini-mites or something.
What was the difference this year? I know I've asked you before. Did you have just a good summer workout? You got ready for the season. You knew it was your senior year. What really motivated you to come out this season and just tear it up?
Yeah, summer was great. It was relaxing, but I got to skate a lot, and I skated with a lot of boys, which I think helped a lot. And I think just knowing that, like, I had to step it up this year and contribute offensively helped a lot, too.
Right now, after this last weekend, you find yourself ranked with some of the best defensemen that have hit the ice for Bemidji State, Lisa Peters being one of them, and you continue to add points to your tally and close in on some of those other records. Do you keep track of any of those, especially being this your senior year?
I think my parents keep track of it more than I do, and so then they kind of remind me about it. So I think through them, I know what I'm doing and stuff more than anything.
You've had a chance to play with the U.S. national teams and tryouts, kind of getting overlooked. However, this season may be just the breaking point that you need to get those people to really take notice and realize that you're a solid defenseman. Is that something that's in the back of your head, too, hoping to get a chance to maybe play nationally again?
Yeah, I guess so, but at the same time, I kind of have just been concentrating on making sure that this is a great final year for me and making sure our team's doing well, and if something good comes out of it, then I'll be happy with that.
Speaking of your team, off to a great start, 33 goals in 8 games. Guys averaging more than 4 points a game. I know the big question at the beginning of the year was who's going to score all those goals. You had lost Cody Bauerfeld and Johnson to graduation. Obviously, your team has found a way to score. Is that something that you've been working on in practice, and what's been the difference?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, a lot of people coming in was wondering that too, who was going to score, even on our team. And I think we've kind of surprised ourselves with it. And so I think we just have realized that we want this to be a good year. We have 6 seniors, and so we want to do well. And I think people have just kind of stepped it up, knowing that there aren't Cody and Annie and Johnson to score for us anymore.
On special teams, your team has been phenomenal. Last year, you finished number one in the league in penalty kill. This year, your power play unit has been spectacular. 2-for-2 on Friday night, 3-for-3 on Saturday night. You've got to be pretty happy that your team's been able to put up some points on the power play.
Yeah, it's great, especially like we struggled a little bit last year with it. And so I think this year, finally being able to capitalize that has been huge, and we've been practicing a lot, making sure that we can do well.
This being your senior year, on a more personal note, what's it been like playing for head coach Steve Sertich and his staff?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed it, and they're great people, and they're definitely very hardworking, and that's been instilled in all of us, and I don't think I would have enjoyed going anywhere else.
What's been your favorite thing about playing for Bemidji State?
I think our teams have been really close, and we haven't had a lot of drama, and I think that's huge. It makes it a lot more enjoyable to play on, and I think we have such a hardworking group of girls that's definitely huge, too, knowing that we'll do anything for each other.
You come from a hockey family. Your dad played in the pros. Your brother's playing. How's your brother doing right now?
Fine, I think. I'm not really sure. I haven't really talked to him much. He's been just getting settled down because their season, I think, has just been getting going. So I kind of stay out of it all until he knows what he's doing and stuff. I'm not sure.
Well, now, and your dad used to come to a bunch of your games. He's got himself a job working with a junior team, am I correct?
That is correct. In Stevens Point, he's coaching a junior B team.
It's got to be tough for you because you've seen him at all your games over the years.
Yeah, it has been. But if he doesn't have games, he's watching. So, and we talk about it a lot. So, and I think he'll be coming to Mankato.
You've got the Gophers this weekend. What do you guys need to do against them?
Just be strong defensively because they have some great forwards. And I think just doing the little things right, because if we make little mistakes and stuff, they'll capitalize on it. So I think just being careful with getting the pucks in and out will be huge, and just taking care of it.
Your team this Saturday hosts Pink in the Rink. Your team is skating for the cure, for breast cancer awareness. What does that mean to you?
It'll be fun. I've never really done a breast cancer game, so this will be new for me. And hopefully a lot of people will come, and it'll be a great experience.
Good luck this weekend, Montana. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.